Will you please state your name, job title, and the name of the organization you work for?
My name is Lindsay Foster. I'm a certified tan specialist, and I work for Tan and Tone.
Where are you originally from, and what did your parents do for a living?
I'm originally from Norfolk, Virginia, but I spent a few years in Charlottesville, Virginia, and Nelson County, Virginia, and now I'm in Blacksburg. My parents are in Roanoke. But my dad's a retired Navy postal worker now. My mom is working for the Bank of America.
How long have you worked at your current job?
Since about February 2008, so I guess like 8 months.
What are your day-to-day responsibilities?
Generally, when I greet people when they come in, I tan them, estimate the time they'd want to tan based on how long they tanned the previous time, if they got any kind of pink or red or anything. Take any money if they do an upgrade from the level of the bed or whatever is entailed with their specific account. Take them to their room, show them how the bed works if they don't know. The other usual stuff, like clean the bed when they get out, if other people aren't here to do that. And also, clean, like, we have daily and weekly duties to take care of, so doing that. And I also do like a total at the end of the night and count the bank and do all that stuff.
How do your customers usually treat you?
They're usually pretty nice. Every now and then we have someone who comes in and is angry because they're tanning for the first time in 5 or 6 months, and we won't let them go in a bed for its full time. So there are those people, but most people really appreciate that we monitor their time for their own well-being and require them to wear eyewear so they don't damage their eyes with the UV rays and everything. So they're generally pretty nice.
How did you get this job? What made you apply?
Actually, I used TNT here as a freshman, and I walked in one day, and there was a sign up. I didn't really know what I was applying for at the time, but said I needed a job of some sort. So I came in, did the interview. A few weeks later, they called me and told me I could start, and about middle of February. So,
how has your job changed since you started working? Have you gotten a promotion or anything like that?
I was actually promoted after a few months from assistant to associate, which basically just means it was less cleaning and less just running around doing stuff all the time, and more actually talking to customers, dealing with money, more responsibilities, and also a little bit of a pay increase, which was nice. We did the wages didn't increase too much, but I started getting commission on any kind of sales, as far as like lotion sales. If someone comes in and buys a package, or if they upgrade to a higher level bed.
What's the job turnover like? Do people usually leave, or do they stay here for the long term?
We actually had a few girls who just graduated that left, who had been working here since they were freshmen, so they were here for a pretty long time. They're here as long as they were in Blacksburg. But there's also a few people who just come for a few months during the busy season. It's kind of just a as-you-go job for a couple months and come back next year for a couple months, because we have a little long-term off-season during the winter months.
What level of education does this job require?
Middle school education. It's pretty simple. Nobody's really, I don't think you'd be able to have to come here and go through any extensive training for like the basic assistant job, really. I don't know, technically probably a high school degree, but we do have girls who are still in high school who work here.
Did you need any type of special training or certification for this job? What was that process like?
When I first got the job, I didn't need any really kind of training. They had people who went through like the daily tasks with me, but it was pretty easy. Most of it was kind of just written out for you, basically. Then when I became an associate, it was probably like 3 weeks of training until I started working by myself without having them watching over my shoulders, if not longer than that. And I also had to take a 100-question exam on tanning and everything that goes along with that. I also had to take a 100-question exam about it, so it was a little intense, but not too bad. Now I have a plaque on the wall.
What is your relationship with management like?
Pretty much the same as it is with any other coworkers. I usually don't try to cross that line of like business and private, so I keep to myself pretty much. And I'm sociable, but everyone's pretty much the same way. I think they see it as your friends are different than your coworkers, so.
What is the oddest request that has ever been asked of you, either by a customer or by management?
Probably the strangest question was from a customer. The weird thing, I think why I thought it was so much more odd, is because he came in and tanned and left and called me from his cell phone. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, if you're ashamed to say it face-to-face, you probably just shouldn't say it at all. But he called and asked, first of all, what did I tan in? And asked, like, what kind of tan lines I have, or if I covered up my chest, and all this good stuff. It was one of those points where I like, felt like he was watching me. But he also asked if we had lip balm, aka nip balm, to put on your nipples so your nipples don't get crusty while you're tanning. So that was pretty strange.
Who is your typical customer?
Here in the Blacksburg location, usually it's students, mostly girls, probably like 15-20% of the students who come in are male, but usually it's girls from Virginia Tech here. But in Christiansburg, they have more of the local people, like the older crowd have been actually living in Christiansburg for a while.
So how does Virginia Tech affect your business?
So like I said, most of our customers in Blacksburg are students, so it really helps a lot. I think without them, Blacksburg probably wouldn't survive very well. We'd have to get rid of this location and go to strictly Christiansburg.
What are some of the grossest things that have ever happened at your work?
Most of it have to do with bowel movements of some kind, but this girl actually, we went in to clean the bed. I don't know how she wasn't embarrassed, and the bathroom is not that far away, but she took a crap on the tanning bed, like the bottom layer of the acrylic. It was so weird. I don't know how you can feel like you had yourself doing that. But another thing was this girl lifted up the rug. Well, not a girl. She's like a 40-year-old woman, so she can hold her pee by now, hopefully. But she lifted up the rug, peed on the floor, threw down some towels underneath on top of the pee, and then threw the rug over top of the towels like we wouldn't notice it. It was pretty nasty. And then another girl, we went in there, and usually we have to check behind the tanning beds because it's easy. Stuff can slide off, fall back behind there. But we looked back there. There's a little anonymous towel back there. So one of the workers here pulled it up, and it was actually covered in period blood that some girl had just wiped off and put through the thrown the towel behind the tanning bed. So we all had to get a little experience with that.
So what would you say you like least about your job?
Probably just the stuff we find. You'd be so surprised how nasty people are. And then the smell when you go into a tanning bed when somebody has just gotten out of it. I've kind of learned to wait a little while when somebody gets out, unless we're really busy, and that you don't really have an option. But you kind of go in, it just smells like burnt flesh, especially if they don't use any kind of tanning products. It's horrible. It's nasty.
So what would you say you like best about your job?
Probably tanning for free, dealing with the people. I like the whole customer service aspect of my job.
Do you get any discounts on the products that you sell?
Yeah, we actually, any products we buy from here, we get at cost. So whatever discount that is from the original price. And we also tan for free. So that's high-level beds. It's pretty expensive. So it's really nice to not have to pay the hundreds of dollars that I would pay on tanning a year.
So would you recommend this job to others?
Yeah, I definitely would, especially as like a semi-temporary job or just like going through school or just something in the meantime before you get a real job. I'm fortunate enough to be getting like an education now. I'm a student at Virginia Tech, so I plan to not be here for too much longer until I graduate, which hopefully is in 2010, so get a real job after that. But this is good for now.
So, as a last question, do you have anything else you would like to share?
Well, like I just said, I'm not going to be here for much longer. I'm going to be here till I graduate. I wouldn't recommend it for a career choice, a lifetime job, to be working at Tan and Tone, just because you don't really get many benefits that you would need, especially if you have a family. So, yeah, no health care, no dental insurance. I mean, you don't get anything, really, so.
All right. Thank you.